This is TWiT.
Android 11 announcement was going to be this week. Was going to be today, I think. Postponed due to the unrest in the United States.
I think that's smart. I think it is. Nobody cares about a new
Sony
phone at
the was going to be doing. Yeah, it could be partly because nobody cares. Also, the optics. It looks like. It's been challenging for me to think about, should we do shows? I don't know. I don't know if I want to talk about the tech stuff. It's hard.
Well, and a lot of stores are shut. I mean, like, there's a lot of stores. So if you think about your retail outlets going in, because didn't we talk about getting the phones in physical stores?
Yep.
Those are shut down right now.
Yep.
In a lot of areas. So
Sony's PlayStation 5 game announcement was this week, too. They canceled that. I think there's some good sense prevailing that it's just, you know, maybe we shouldn't, Google's literally, or Android actually, literally said on Twitter, we're excited to tell you more about Android 11, but now is not the time to celebrate. We'll be back with more soon.
We talked about it last week in the context of the 4A, Google 4A, Pixel 4A. But it's also a huge proportion of America is unemployed and they do not have excess money to spend on anything.
Yeah.
But they have
not time, a
time
for
protest.
A product launch.
Well, sometimes protesting supersedes other issues. Although you have to think the amount and furor of the protesting was somewhat, I don't know, you think powered by the fact that everybody's been stuck at home for 3 months, not to diminish the righteous anger. But it didn't help that unemployment is at 25%. People have been stuck at home for 3 months. Then George Floyd happens. It was a perfect storm.
Well, yeah. Well, go on, Jeff.
Go ahead. There you go.
I was going to say, if you think about the loss of life that has been happening in this country, it has gone almost unacknowledged by our leadership.
It's stunning. 100,000 people. It's stunning.
You're unemployed. If someone, all you need is a spark in that situation and you have time, you have anger, you have personal fear and a stake in this, and you have lost the faith of your country, of course you're going to go out and protest.
Yeah.
And the key to this, I was asked to write a piece for an Irish news site, which will be out tomorrow. And I'm going to state the obvious. But you come off of the racial inequity of the impact of COVID. And then on top of that, you have unemployment. And then on top of that, you now have, most important of all, in their family's life, George Floyd. And then on top of that, you have Donald Trump. I don't want to call it a perfect storm or anything, but it just comes together in such a way that of course people are angry because it's not the underlying factors have been here for a century, but they are all out in front of us now.
We've been talking about that early on. We talked about that the virus brought forth the fractions,
exactly.
the fractures in American society of income inequality. It disproportionately hits people of color. I mean, now all the businesses that are so highly leveraged, we talked about this last week, Stacey, suddenly collapsing. It just showed what a house of cards we've been living on.